With recent scandals related to data mining from the NSA and IRS targeting of conservative groups, what impact might the Common Core Standards Initiative have on sharing student information? Tune in now as host Mike Ferris and Will Estrada discuss this important topic on today's Homeschool Heartbeat.
Well, the NSA is spying on everybody's email, everybody's cell phone calls, everything that we do on the internet. They are treating us improperly in the IRS by auditing conservatives and not auditing others and giving people a hard time. And now they want to create a massive database recording what students do from kindergarten all the way through their educational career, and they want us to trust them. Have I overstated it? Am I missing something? Is this what the Common Core does?
In 2011, the U.S. Department of Education quietly changed the definitions in FERPA. That's the 1974 law that protects all the privacy of students. They changed it to allow student-specific data, the information on your child, tons of information about who they are, what they like, their education, this information to be shared with non-government entities, with businesses, and across state lines into different public schools. There's a national database that's been created, which is being marketed to public schools. And in 2011, the Council of Chief State School Officials, which is pushing for the Common Core, quietly said at one of their conferences, "We wish to include the data of homeschool students, even though it's currently not being included." They're coming after the data of not just public and private school students, but also homeschool students.
Thanks, Will. There is no basis for trust. I'm Mike Ferris.
Would you like to learn more about the Common Core and its impact on education? Visit our website, homeschoolheartbeat.com, to learn more. That's homeschoolheartbeat.com.